We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow the socials at Jones and Mego.
Check it out in the Jones and Mego page as well. You can vote in the big Q at 2 and then see Arcan's AI renderings of Mego bathing in a chicken pot pie with Marcus Smart.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
What about the idea that you could wind up in New England playing for the Patriots?
Mm-hmm. So much honor and respect to be able to be in that position, just with the history that's been on display for these past years, and growing up and seeing all the success. And I met with Mr. Kraft, and just like the coolest, smoothest guy I've met in a long time, and just being able to know that you're in good hands when the Kraft family's running that whole thing. And obviously Coach Mayo has been a part of that success over the years, and what he's building is a feeling that I got when I first stepped onto Michigan is the sense of urgency to rebuild the culture, rebuild, this team to where they want to get to and where they were. Bringing so many guys back like Matthew Slater, Danny Amendola, just you could tell that they're, on the path to success and they're doing it the right way.
Uh-oh. What a little turd. Just sucking up to the owner? Like, that's
smooth,
embarrassing.
Coolest guy.
That's embarrassing. Like, playing the game. But, like, that's embarrassing. He's just... What do you think of Robert Kraft? Oh, he's just the smoothest, coolest guy I know. I heard Gresham Fourier.
Oh, you mean Young Thunder? That's what I call him. It's his cool name.
That's exactly what it is. It's exactly like that. It's Gerard Mayo sucking up to Robert Kraft. And look, got Gerard Mayo a job.
Yeah.
He was nice to Robert Kraft on their trip to Israel 5-6 years ago. And next thing you know, he's the head coach of the Patriots. They're shoving Bill Belichick out the door. This kid's trying to do the same thing. Which, weasel move, but it might work out. Smooth and cool. That's Robert Kraft, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely Robert Kraft. I heard Gresham Fourier mocking
Rico
this earlier.
Suave.
I hadn't heard the audio. I heard them reading the comments. I hadn't heard the audio yet. That's from the Adam Schefter podcast.
I'm like a young Arthur Fonsarelli. Hey.
Yeah. But I just, that's a move that I don't really respect on J.J. McCarthy's end. Like, I'm going to suck up to all these owners. But number two, he's meeting with the owner. That I don't like. So add that to Rapsheet and Garigian. Patriots are open for business. They fielded laughable offers, which to me, that's out there so someone will up their offer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a message to the rest of the league. Give us an offer. We'll move. Maybe it's to Washington in front of them. I hope it's to Washington in front of them, but probably that's a message to the rest of the league. Laughable offers, but if you want to give us a crazy offer, give us the bag.
Yeah.
We'll move.
Because we like J.J. McCarthy, New York Giants.
Yeah, so add that information to J.J. McCarthy meeting with Robert Kraft. Now, I don't know. And again, I heard Gresham Fourier talking about this on my drive-in. Did Jaden Daniels meet with Robert Kraft when he was here? Did Drake May? I don't know the answer. Maybe all
Jaden Daniels, they all went to Topgolf again.
Like maybe all the quarterbacks met with the owner. I don't know that to be the case. Did Michael Penix meet with Robert Kraft when he was here? Maybe they all did. But we now know J.J. McCarthy did, and he's sucking up to Robert. And, to a lesser degree, Gerard Mayo in there. He's like, yeah, Mayo. It's just like when I went to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. And so, look, you don't want to shoot down any potential employers. I get the game he's playing. Is that a clue that the Patriots are leaning J.J. McCarthy? I hope not, but I can't tell you that I can fully blow past it until I know if the other quarterbacks met with Robert as well.
Yeah, that's totally fair, and it's something that, got my attention to be sure. there's reporting that Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to Washington, right? So, like, we've heard some of this now that Daniels, and we haven't heard him say it, but we've heard people report that Daniels isn't really all that into Washington. He had bad interviews, maybe, and he is trying to get his way to New England. If he was, don't you think we would have gotten some quote like this from him about meeting with Robert Kraft how great it was and all that? Like, if that was something that he was trying to orchestrate himself and they had a meeting like that, that makes me think they didn't. You know, that makes me think they haven't had that kind of meeting. And Drake May hasn't mentioned anything about it either. So, yeah, that certainly has my attention. The only other thing that makes me feel a little bit better about it is that McCarthy, out of the three of them, is probably the one least likely to go top three, just based on reporting and sort of how people are looking at it.
Yeah.
So maybe he's trying to
trade down and take him?
Well, maybe he's trying to pump himself up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Patriots are really interested in me, so, you know, you don't want to let me slip. Like, if they don't take me at three, there's a lot of into that sort of thing, you know?
Trading down to take J.J. McCarthy, I would hate. I'd agree with Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I'm so glad the Bruins aren't playing draft night. Don't think I can handle a potential Bruins loss and a J.J. McCarthy pick. Trading down to take J.J. McCarthy. I want to circle back to something you said there at the end. Mike Reese shared over the weekend. Matthew Slater had other opportunities to go out and be pursued throughout the league, but he elected to stay with the franchise that he played for from 2008 to 2023. One source described that Matthew Slater will be Gerard Mayo's right-hand man to first-year head coach, again, Gerard Mayo, providing a sounding board on football and team building, as well as assistance in people development. So I don't know if that's on the coaching staff. I don't know if that's like kind of a behind-the-scenes,
like a Tom Hagen
liaison type of thing, consigliere type of thing. Sure. I didn't pick up on this. I kind of heard him mention the name. I wasn't listening super close, though, to the end of this clip. Who else is back with the Patriots?
A feeling that I got when I first stepped onto Michigan is the sense of urgency to rebuild the culture, rebuild, you know, this team to where they want to get to and where they were. You know, bringing so many guys back like Matthew Slater, Danny Amendola. Just you could tell that they're, you know, on the path to success and they're doing it the right way.
All right, that's enough. Amendola's back, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I know that he left. He was with the Raiders, I think, right?
I have no idea.
I think last year he was with the Raiders. He was doing something with the Raiders, and then he, like, retired.
Huh.
And he said, I'm retiring from coaching. So
isn't
now
that weird?
He's unretired,
so
I guess.
So Danny Amendola rips the ever-loving crap out of Bill Belichick in
weird.
The dynasty.
Yeah.
Just rips him limb from limb. You're going to let Tom Brady go, Bill? I could have been a kid at Foxborough High School, and I would have known not to do that. Amendola rips him limb from limb. And he's got a job now with the Patriots?
I could have got the kid from Foxborough High School to tell you that, you know, you shouldn't have let Tom Brady go.
Do you have it?
Kraft's like, get me that guy's number. Sir, you have his number.
Holy, you want to talk about putting on the code red,
yeah.
Scal. Robert says, yeah, rip Bill in my documentary and you'll have a job here. Like, talk about ordering out a hit on Bill Belichick, a code red on Bill Belichick. Amendola said, yeah, I'll rip Bill, give me a job. And now he has a job here. Wow.
Yeah. The only thing you can say to that is that Matthew Slater came out and said, hey, you know, we really said a lot of positive stuff, too. The documentary wasn't good. They only highlighted the negative stuff, and he got a job, too. So
Matthew Slater also said, I have no interest in coaching ever.
True.
And here he is, the right-hand man for Gerard Mayo.
I enjoyed
Which is his official job title, by the way. Right-hand man.
I
haven't seen a real title yet.
I enjoy talking to Matthew Slater every week. You know, he would hang out with us sometimes after the interview and chit-chat with us. I like talking to Matthew Slater every single week. I enjoyed it. The man did not give us a lot of information, but clearly he's capable of it because in the dynasty he was saying a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of enjoyed him when he went on with Julian Edelman on whatever his podcast is called, Games with Names.
Games with Names.
And, you know, he's now on top of that, also out here and working for the team. When he was lying to us every single week, we're like, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay in football? Will you stay with the organization?
I just want to spend time with the family.
What do you want to do?
You know, it's a big commitment to be coaching. And he's been saying that, not just with us. I've heard him say that for years. By the way, Slate, standing invite if you want to come back and, you know, rip the team some more.
100%. 100%.
Or don't.
And
standing
Arcan,
invite.
Arcan, you're right. Slater backed away from his comments about Bill after the Dynasty aired, but he said it in the Dynasty.
He did.
And he got a job here.
Mm-hmm.
Was McCarthy done? He also said a few interesting things about a quarterback who could be making a return. Maybe Amendola's here to bring back Brady, our kid.
Could
Maybe
be.
That's part of it. But he had some interesting things to say about his relationship with Tom Brady, fellow Michigan quarterback Tom Brady.
You wouldn't be the first quarterback from Michigan to wind up in New England if it happened to go
that way. Time out. Did these two Michigan dorks just talk Michigan the whole podcast? Like, is that all they did?
No, not the whole podcast.
They just talked about their time at Michigan and where they lived and, like, where they went to lunch and what cafeteria they went to and what their major was and who their professor was. Is that what they did? They just Michigan dorked out this whole podcast?
you wouldn't be the first quarterback from Michigan to wind up in New England if it happened to go that way.
Yeah.
What would that mean to you? And has Tom Brady had any advice for you during this process? Has anybody reached out like along those lines?
You know, Tom and I have a great relationship. I ask him questions all throughout the season and stuff like that. I try not to bother him too much. You know, I asked Matthew Stafford a little bit of advice about this process, and he told me that, you know, he's a little far removed from it because it happened so long ago, so I didn't even bother to ask Tom. But it would just, you know, such honor and respect, like I said, like being able to, I'm always about playing for the guys that came before and, you know, the guys who built the foundation to where it is right now. So obviously being a part of the New England Patriots, that means everything, you know, going back to when Brady was playing and how he was, you know, doing it for Teddy Bruschi and Willie McGinnis and Ty Law and all those guys. So being able to pay that forward would be a tremendous honor.
Okay, it's J.J. McCarthy dorking out on Michigan with fellow Michigan alum Adam Schefter and talking about fellow Michigan quarterback Tom Brady. What do we make of that relationship, Arcand? Is that a factor in any way?
It shouldn't be. I mean, it's something that's going to...
I didn't ask if it should be. Is it? Brady could pull for this guy if he wanted to. He's got pull with Robert Kraft.
He does, in the sense that Robert Kraft still, I think, kind of respects his opinion on certain things. Is Robert Kraft going to side with Tom Brady based on the fact that this guy went to the same college as Tom Brady? Like, see, this is the sort of thing, when we were talking about this, you had the idea that the ownership should step in and make this pick, and crap like this is why I don't want to see that, you know, because I don't know, that could be exactly right at the top of Robert Kraft's list of things as well. He went to Michigan and Tom Brady went to Michigan, and I like everybody from Michigan, so let's draft this guy, and that's why I don't want ownership doing this.
Fair. I don't think ownership...
But you know what? Honestly, I think it could make a difference.
Yeah, so I do too. If Brady reached out and he's like, hey, Robert, I like this kid, you don't think Kraft would listen to that? But I don't think ownership is the one pushing for McCarthy. I think that might be Wolf. And by the way, having a relationship with Tom Brady is meaningless. Mac Jones had one too, supposedly. They were text buddies. You know, he was texting with Brady and Orlovsky, apparently.
Yeah, he's a little text slut. Texting everybody.
They were text buddies.
Hello.
And it meant nothing. It did no good for Mac Jones. This doesn't mean anything for J.J. McCarthy and his success at the next level. By the way, I got a little sidetrack there. It's 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
My apologies to all of you waiting patiently. Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, or I should say jumping in line, at 617-931-0937. You got two tickets. See the Red Sox and the Cubs this Sunday at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 contest line, 617-931-0937. Two tickets, Red Sox-Cubs this Sunday at Fenway Park. The final pair of tickets here on a 2 for Tuesday. Two sets on the Greg Hill Show, four sets on Gresham Fourier, two more sets here today on Jones and Mega. We'll be back with more next Tuesday on a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI each and every Tuesday, the first couple of months of baseball season. Just closing the loop there on J.J. McCarthy, Arcand. You're right. I mean, if the owner gets swung by something like that, that's the potential pratfall of having the owner make the pick. The upside is they're still picking a quarterback, which at the end of the day really is all I want. I don't like J.J. McCarthy, but at the end of the day, they leave the draft with J.J. McCarthy. At least they have a quarterback, and that's what you need in today's NFL. I don't believe in McCarthy. I prefer definitely May and Daniels to J.J. McCarthy. I even prefer Michael Penix to J.J. McCarthy. But fine, you got conviction in the quarterback. Go take him. They need a quarterback. So that's part of the reason why I don't mind ownership stepping in on this pick.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I just think that when you come down to evaluations and things, that when it comes to the offense that they're going to run and sort of all this other stuff, like, we always sort of rip on the idea that Ben McAdoo and Alex Van Pelt and all these people are going to have input in it, but they're the ones who are going to be making the offense. They're the ones who are going to be drawing it up and sort of putting it together. So I trust them to at least have more of an insight into that and which quarterback better suits what they're doing than someone like Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft or Robin Glazer or anybody else in the ownership group who I don't think knows anything about that.
Okay.
They may have opinions on it, but they don't know anything.
You don't want them making a pick. You're willing to acquiesce. They're going to make the pick, right?
Yes. Okay. Unfortunately.
That's fine. They're going to make the pick. I believe I don't need Diana Rossini's report to figure out and connect dots that ownership is going to be involved. Ownership's involved at 1 with Chicago. They're involved at 2 with Washington. They're going to be involved here. They're not special here. They're not any different here. And I've tried to point that out before. Oh, they won 6 Super Bowls. How do you explain that, Jones? I don't know. Chiefs ownership sucks too. They're not special. They just got Patrick Mahomes. And so there's nothing special about what they do here. Nothing. And they're going to be just as involved as every single other ownership group when it comes to this pick. That I believe. And I say ownership group, the Crafts.
Yeah. And even in some cases, I mean, there's ownership or teams with very headstrong GMs and big front offices that have got, you know, like John Lynn, guys who have a long sort of history of making picks and have sort of bought a lot of goodwill with their ownership group because they've done a good job over the last decade or however long they've been doing the job. There's nothing like that here. It's a bunch of guys who don't even have the title right now. So there's really no reason to expect anything else.
Nope, it's true. A couple of texts, 37937, before we get to your phone calls. Drake May is the biggest red flag in the draft. I watched his pro day. He was horrible. Look, I like Drake May. The pro day was bad.
It's pretty bad.
I do agree with that.
He was sailing.
And I think a lot of, well, so I was just going to say, I think a lot of people say it was the throws that he sailed to the sidelines. That's not what bothered me as much. I mean, I don't want to see him putting it into the first row. But what bothered me more was those, like, pop flies that hung up. And his receivers had to turn around and wait and come back to the football. That bothered me more. So, fair. His pro day was not good. Also this, I feel like I should explain this. 37937, you guys all know the number. What happened to hashtag team feet? I think that's a shot at me saying I wouldn't take Jaden Daniels over Drake May, which I wouldn't. I didn't say I need, you know, any running quarterback. I just said I'll take running ability over accuracy in today's NFL. And I think Drake May, maybe I'm wrong in this projection. I think Drake May is mobile enough. He's not the dynamic runner that Jaden Daniels is, but he can run. He's not a statue back there. Yeah. He's mobile. And so when I say team feet, that's what I mean. And he's not just mobile in the pocket. He's going to be able to get out and run. I mean, he ran for a lot of production at North Carolina. He had a lot of rushing touchdowns at North Carolina. He's not Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels might be Lamar the second he walks into the league. That level of dynamism. You know, he might be a different style, but like as impactful as like Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure Drake May is either of those. In fact, I know he's not Lamar. Maybe on his best day, he can be Josh Allen. But I think he's plenty mobile. I think he's on team feet.
Yeah, he can scramble. Like, I don't think they're going to do design runs for him like Josh Allen, but I think he could scramble like Allen. Like, he has that, that he's a big guy. He's quick enough. You know, he can get around the corner. He can do things like that. And, you know, he's not as fast as Daniels, obviously. Daniels is supposed to be a dynamic one-man army type of quarterback, which, honestly, I think the Patriots are probably better suited for with the weapons that they have as a guy who can do more himself. But either way, I agree with you. I don't think that you're going completely away from team feet with Drake May.
No, I think all of the top three quarterbacks are team feet. I think when you start getting down to J.J. McCarthy, no. When you get down to Michael Penix, no. Bo Nix is probably right on the cusp of it.
He can move, yeah. He ran a little
bit. So, like, maybe. But the first three, I think, those are all mobile quarterbacks. And I like all of them. Ed's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes. I think May's overrated.
Okay.
And I think Nabis goes ahead of Harrison in the draft. What do you guys think?
Okay. I've said before.
People have predicted this, yeah.
I prefer Malik Nabis' level of play. Not that the Patriots are going to take him. I prefer him to Marvin Harrison Jr. And it's another reason why, oh, take Harrison at three. He can't miss. He won't be a whiff. You know, first of all, I reject that. There's plenty of receivers who have not worked out in the top five. Some as high as two was Braylon Edwards, the second pick. Charles Rogers was the second pick.
Mm-hmm.
I like Malik Nabers' game. He moves around the formation. I think Marvin Harrison is an outside receiver that probably can be game planned out. And I question if he's going to get open and have the same separation at the next level that he had in college. That's all. Maybe I'll be wrong about that. I prefer Malik Nabis to Marvin Harrison. I felt that way for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, I think you're probably doing okay if you get either one of those guys. And I agree with you. There's been a lot of receivers who have crapped out getting drafted high, but I do think that right now we're in a golden age of wide receivers coming out of the draft. I just feel like every single year you got, like, five or six guys.
And not to play this game, because, like, Ohio State receivers have been good at the next level too. Those LSU receivers are really good.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to fall for that because, like, you can play the same thing against Drake May. Mitch Trubisky didn't work out in the league. But, like, those LSU receivers, it's hard to completely ignore that altogether when you have Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase as two of the best receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback here coming up.
Kayshon Booty.
Another just all-star Patriots, LSU wide receiver, rather. Let's get to another update from the NFL, along with all your draft thoughts. We'll get back to the Bruins as well at 4 o'clock. Andy Reid got a big, fat extension. What does that mean for Bill Belichick's future in the league? We'll get to it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.